Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. A surprise announcement came today from the Reindeer Department indicating an early start to the Reindeer Games this year. The games will begin the Saturday before Thanksgiving, which is a break with North Pole tradition. Joining us now from the Reindeer Barn to talk about this is International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, is there a good reason for this decision to start the games early?
I think the real question is whether or not there is a real reason not to start the games early, Frank. Getting the games done and out of the way, so to speak, allows Santa to know which of his reindeer are ready and which need more training before flight time.
But Crash, Santa uses the same 9 reindeer every year. We know who they are going to be. Aren't the games more of an exhibition?
Well, they are if we're only talking about 9 reindeer, but we're not, Frank. We're talking between 60 and 70,000 reindeer here. All of them will have a part to play in Operation Merry Christmas, and the games are a great way to see who is fit for those roles and those who need more work.
Elves at the North Pole really get into the reindeer games, Crash. Is there a big conflict here with the opening of the games happening on the same day as the last big weekend of decorating for the Christmas light contest?
Well, now that's a better question, and one that will only be answered as the public at the North Pole chooses to respond. I'm guessing a lot of elves will be putting on the final touches on their lights while listening to the games on the radio.
Do we know yet who is favored for these games this year?
No, not yet, but you know Donner and Blitzen have to be ranked pretty high. We do know there are a couple of reindeer that they're watching real close. Both Dancer and Vixen come to mind because there are some lingering off-season injuries there that those two are trying to work through. In the case of Dancer, we don't even know at all if she will be competing, and with the game starting earlier, that would still be a big question for her. But of the 2-year-old class, well, that's always a surprise to a certain degree, and there's just no time left to watch enough workouts for the experts to develop their theories, Frank. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Okay, Crash, great report. I'm sure we will be talking more about the reindeer in the days ahead as we get ready for the games. From the North Pole, where reindeer make for great games, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.